If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And I believe the real praises are in here this morning. Amen. And I pray that you help this preacher, because the Lord wants to do something today. Amen. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. King James Version. Jesus said himself, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Go on back. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy burdened." One translation, "who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Next, "take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Jesus said, "My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The Savior of the world said, "My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The heavy load sharer and the burden bearer said, "My yoke is easy, and my burden is light." But this Sunday morning, I need to preach from the subject, "When your burden is a beast." When your burden is a beast. We solicit your prayers. And if you ain't too stingy, Lord, amens every now and then. While I was in Israel and in the town of Nazareth, even though Nazareth is now a commercial city, even though it has all the accoutrements of a modern town, they have reconstructed the village of Jesus as it was 2,000 years ago. And one of the first things I saw while I was in this village was this donkey tied to a tree. And this donkey mesmerized me because only thing the donkey did was walk in circles. Sometimes I would see the donkey, and then other times the donkey would go missing. Sometimes I would see it, and then sometimes it would be hidden behind another tree. Sometimes I could not see it at all and thought that it had disappeared, but the donkey was still there. That donkey, which is called the beast of burden, because of the fact that it is the strongest and one of the strongest pack animals. The donkey is the precessor, or he was the beginning of two men and a truck. Before the men had a trunk, only thing they had was a donkey. It is called the beast of burden, Ron, because of all the weight that you could put on its back, and it would be able to haul heavy loads. And in the town of Jesus, the first thing that we saw was this donkey tied to a tree. And like I said, sometimes I could see it, and sometimes it would be hidden. And that, my brothers and sisters, is just like many of our burdens. Sometimes they're very prevalent. Sometimes they're hidden. But all of us have burdens. I said all of us have burdens. I said all of us have burdens. I said all of us, until everybody on your roll admits the fact that they've got a burden, got a vice, got an issue, All of us got stuff we got to carry. We've got memories we've got to carry. We've got ex-husbands we've got to. All of us got some stuff and some scars and some memories that we have to carry. And that donkey is the beast of burden. Its job back in the day was to help people carry their burdens. And a lot of us, truth be told, even today, up in here, are carrying some heavy burdens. Last week in Kaya, our young adult Bible study that we do on the first Monday of every month, if those of you who are between the age of 18 and 40 or still think, Boutte, you are 40, are welcome to come out for food and fellowship and learning. This past Monday, we had a licensed psychiatrist, a medical doctor trained in psychiatry, who came to talk to us about why December is one of the darkest months for some people. For some people, it is the brightest month and the happiest month, and for our children, they cannot wait until Christmas morning. Many of y'all have already started. I've seen you already on Facebook at your holiday parties with your communion. But for some people, it is a depressing, dark December. There's nothing happy about the holiday seasons. We remember loved ones who have gone on to be with the Lord, who won't be there on that Sunday morning to open up trees, or even in our midst, people who have lost their loved ones so close to Christmas. And Christmas this year will never be the same. We also know, learned on last Monday, that even the darkness of the time, the fact that it gets darker sooner and it seems darker longer, affects our vitamin D levels and our vitamin D that creates energy and life and vitality. That has something to do with why more people die and commit suicide in December than any other month in the year. You would think the month that we celebrate the life of our Savior would give us life, but for some people it leads them to death and suicide. We went over again major mental illnesses. We talked about people who are bipolar, who have high ups and low lows, where they are manic. And I know we use that word bipolar to talk about our friends and our cousins who seem to go from real shaky, and we call them bipolar because we don't know how they're going to act today. They're just moody. But people who have bipolar have a real diagnosed malady when they have high highs and low lows where it comes to mania. And then we talked about people who have split personality, who don't know who they are at 9 a.m. and could be a whole new person at 9 p.m. We talked about people who are schizophrenic, who know not what's going on, who have what's called disconnected reality. And, of course, we talked about people who are depression, who think every night and every day are the same, where they see everything as darkness, can't roll out of bed because their mind is telling them that they are no good. Those are major mental illnesses. But everybody up in here, either has a diagnosed or undiagnosed mental illness. Ain't nobody up in here perfect. Everybody a little crazy all the time. Y'all who put ketchup on eggs, y'all crazy. Y'all who put sugar on grits, y'all crazy. Y'all still wearing polyester? And those who ain't said amen yet might need to see a shrink. Because if you came up in here this Sunday morning, God's been mighty good to you. If you woke up with all your fibers, if you woke up with all your energy, if you woke up with the activity of the limbs, you got something to thank God for and to give God glory. Even in the spite that you're dealing with something we don't even know what you're dealing with. Truth be told, again, all of us got issues. Truth be told, all of us are bearing some heavy burdens. And ain't it interesting that here in chapter 11 of the book written by Matthew, Jesus begins with retorting and really getting upset with some townsfolk that he had been to and done some miracles. And he had gone through these towns and he He got upset because he went in there saving folk and blessing folk and delivering folks, but none of them repented yet for their sins. That he came in the city, and that during this time, people thought your problems were related to your sins, that if you had sinned, then you became problematic and you became burdened down. Like when the man who had the issue was blind, they wanted to know why he became blind, who messed up his mama, his daddy. So people tied your problems to your sins. And so based upon that cultural analysis, he was like, well, if I cured you of something, you should have repented of something. And he's telling that to us today, that if I have blessed you in spite of you, I said, if I have blessed you in spite of you, if I have blessed you in spite of you, just think if God took account of every wrong you've done. Let's take account if God really spanked you every time you. And he said, they won't even repent, Erica. They won't even say, I'm sorry for what I've done. Gets upset with these town folk and said, even the people of Sodom and Gomorrah might even make it into heaven before y'all because you've been ungrateful. He says, you've got to repent and be even like John baptized. And he wants us to know today, even if we are burdened down, even if we are carrying somebody things, that he is still a burden bearer and a heavy load sharer. And I know that some people who've got some real issues, some real diagnosed maladies that you can't see your way through, that you own medicines, but thank God that the medicine is keeping you stable. I do believe that God made doctors for us, amen? And ain't nothing wrong with having Jesus and a therapist. And nobody won't say nothing up in here. Ain't nothing wrong. That's why anybody who comes in my office for marital counseling, I honor them. And I ask, who's the one that made the call? Who's the one that said, we need to go see the pastor? What brought you to the brink of that fact that you had to put your tail between your legs and say, we need help? Because some of us got too much pride thinking you don't need no help. That because of where you work and because of what you drive and because of what you think your position is in the church, that you big and bad and you almighty and you don't need no help. But I can be the first one to be a witness and say, I need the help of the Lord. I need him to help me carry my heavy load. That is why on that Sunday, before he marched into Jerusalem, he rode on the back of a donkey. That donkey that day actually was a beast of burden. That donkey wasn't there because they couldn't find no Cadillac or no Bentley or no Learjet like these big-time preachers today. That donkey was symbolic of the fact that he was carrying all of our burdens to Calvary. Because my sins and your sins were nailed to that cross when they put Jesus up there. So that donkey that day delivered all of our burdens to the cross. That donkey that day served as an instrument of your deliverance. That donkey that day helped bring Jesus to the cross so that all of our burdens could be laid at his feet. And that's why the songwriter said, that's why he said, what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Just because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. God is telling somebody today, whatever you got going on in your life, whatever burden you are carrying, cast your cares upon the Lord. He's worthy. Anybody know he's worthy? He's worthy to bear your burdens. And he says the only reason why you might have grief and despair is because you have not brought your issues to me. And that's what I came to tell somebody who might be sad right now. Sister Gary, you got every right to be sad right now. You've got every right now to still have a hole in your heart. But in due season, my sister, there's some other widows in here who will testify that God is going to make a way out of no way, that God is going to restore your soul and make you whole again. I know the pain is real rare right now, but God will. Can I get a witness up in here? Bear every burden that you have. Well, right before we landed in Israel, put me in E flat. Right before we landed in Israel, I was in first class on LA Airlines. And the stewardess came to me and said, Dr. Levy Johnson, I want to apologize to you, but your bags did not make it on the plane. And I'm thinking to myself, Ron Howe, with all 250 people on this plane, how did she know that my bags did not make it, Marcus, on the plane? I thought it was a joke. I thought she was testing my faith on my way to the Holy Land. She says, I want to apologize, but your bags did not make it on the flight. And matter of fact, Dr. Johnson, we don't even know where your bag is right now. But when you land at the airport and after you go through customs, you need to go to the lost and found column. You need to go to the lost and found department and describe your bag to the man so we can try to find your bag that they left on the tarmac in Madrid. See, you got to understand, I flew from Charlotte to Madrid, Spain, had a layover in Madrid, Spain. And when I was in Madrid, Spain, not only did I have to go back through TSA, but when you get on LA Airlines, which is the airlines for the Holy Land, you got to go through their own security. In other words, you got to go through security twice. You got to be saved and then the judgment. Some of y'all think just because you're saved, sanctified, and went filled with the Holy Ghost, you're going directly into heaven. But the Bible says after that, I wish I had a witness up in here, you got to go through the judgment. And the lady says, we don't know where your bags are, but you got to go to lost and found. And when I went to lost and found, Cliff, I filled out the form, and they gave me some toiletries. They gave me a toothbrush. They gave me some deodorant. They gave me some socks, but they didn't give me no clothes. And the tour started the next morning. So that evening, I had to rush to a store to buy some new clothes so I would have something to wear on the next day. But I don't know whether you know about it again. When you get to Jerusalem, an angel's gonna meet you at the gate with some new clothes. Can I get a witness? Anybody excited that when you get to Jerusalem, I'm talking about the other Jerusalem, the one that John talked about, you're going to have to take off this robe of flesh. You're going to have to take off this mortality. You're going to have to take off what you had on before. And God's going to have some new clothes for you. Matter of fact, I heard I get a new robe. Matter of fact, I heard I got some golden slippers waiting for me on the other side. And when I get there, I'm going to put on my new clothes and I'm going to leave all my baggage down here on earth. I don't plan to take any of my cares, any of my burdens to New Jerusalem, because I left them at the cross of Calvary. Say yes. Say yes. Anybody glad about it? Anybody know you can cast your cares upon the Lord? Say yes. Yes. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? All right. All you caring right now. It won't make it to the new city. Every burden you're bearing right now, it stays here. For flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. The Bible says we've got to take off our mortality and put on immortality. See, you too burned down here to fly. That's why you got to take off this flesh. This robe of flesh has to die. And then some glad morning. Some glad morning. I thought I was in a Baptist church. Some glad morning. I thought I was in a Baptist church. Some glad morning. I thought I was in a Pentecostal Baptist church. Some glad morning. When this life is over, I'm gonna fly away. There might be one today. You've been carrying some heavy burdens. And I want to introduce you to the heavy load sharer. The beast of burden. Who will help you carry your heavy load. I know you're going through stuff. I know you're dealing with some stuff. And I know sometimes it seems unfair. But Jesus will help you. Jesus will help you. And it will keep you stayed in your right mind. Can I get a witness today to anybody who's been through something? Been through hell and back. No, God is going to bring you through. God is going to carry you through. And he is a wonder. And if you trust him, he's going to help you carry your heavy burden.